Hi, I'm Robert Naiman, and I work with Jobs with Justice, a coalition of religious institutions, community groups, labor unions, and students working to promote workers' rights. Employees have the right to choose to be represented by a union in negotiations with their employer over wages and working conditions. But for many Americans, this is a right that exists in law, but not in practice. The Employee Free Choice Act seeks to ensure that this right exists for all workers, in practice, as well as in law. Currently, employers often do not accept a union when there is majority support. Between a demonstration of majority support in the form of authorization cards and an election ordered by the National Labor Relations Board, employers often mount intimidation campaigns, using fear to thwart the will of the majority. There is no punishment for violations of the law by employers. Union supporters are often fired in retaliation for union organizing, even though this is blatantly illegal. And although employers are required by law to bargain in good faith, there is no punishment when they fail to do so, and the first contract can be delayed indefinitely. Under the Employee Free Choice Act, employers would recognize a union when workers demonstrate majority support through authorization cards. Employers would face fines if they violate labor law. And if negotiations failed to produce a first contract, either side could seek mediation, and if that failed, binding arbitration. This would ensure workers could achieve a first contract. This issue affects our community. In Effingham, mental health workers at Heartland Human Services formed a union in February 2006. After being on strike for a year and locked out for 6 months, they still do not have a contract. In Bloomington, two union supporters at the Pantograph newspaper were fired. Recently, the Urbana City Council passed a resolution introduced by Alderman Smythe in support of the Employee Free Choice Act. Let your elected officials know you support the right of workers to organize. You can find more information at www.jwj.org.